pennies, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hi there, friends. Dick Huddleston speaking. If you recollect when Lum pretended a broken leg just to get out of a date with Sister Simpson, Squire Skimp insisted he sign an accident insurance claim. And yesterday, befuddled by the whole business, Lum confessed his little hoax to the Squire. Well, instead of sympathizing, Squire Skimp got pretty upset and actually threatened Lum with the full consequence of his act. Well, the desperate Lum had decided to call on Squire and try to reason with him. It is now early evening, and we find him knocking on the front door of Squire's home.
Yes, who is it?
It's me, Squire. Lum.
Oh, yes. What is it, Lum?
I just wanted to talk to you a few minutes, Squire, if you don't mind.
I don't know what you could have to say that would be of any interest to me, but... What is it?
Well, I'd rather come inside if you don't mind, Squire.
Very well, come in. Fortunately, Mrs. Skimp has gone over to a club meeting this evening. Under the circumstances, I don't think she'd approve of our extending to you the hospitality of our home.
You ain't told her about it, have you, Squire?
No, I haven't told her so. But eventually she'll hear about it when the case comes to trial.
Well, that's sort of what I've got to talk about. Just got to see if there ain't some way to keep this from ever coming to trial.
Long, before you go any further, if you come over here to bribe me into silence, you're wasting your time. You've known me long enough to know that I would never enter into any conspiracy to interfere with justice.
Well, that's just it, Squire. I ain't done nothing dishonest. That is, nothing intentional.
Haven't done anything. Haven't done anything. You pretended to have a broken leg in an attempt to defraud an insurance company out of $100. Haven't done anything. Great balls of fire.
Well, I never wanted no money from them. I just...
I can understand a man occasionally being tempted to make some easy money, Lum. But at your age, you should know that crime does not pay. And you picked the poorest way in the world to try to do it. Defraud an insurance company, they'll catch you every time. Lum, if you needed money so bad, why didn't you come to see me? Well, I could have shown you a half a dozen ways to make a fat... I could have let you have a little money.
I don't need no money. I've got some money in the bank.
I'd have been more than glad. Yeah, well...
But the whole thing was on account of Sister Simpson.
I'm not surprised to hear it. There's usually a woman at the bottom of such things. Many a man has been led into a life of crime because of the wrong kind of a woman. Just so he could buy her all the pretty little things that she wanted.
I weren't trying to buy Sister Simpson nothing. I had to tell her my leg was broke to keep from taking her over to the sociable at the schoolhouse.
Tom, there's no use discussing the whys and the wherefores. The whole thing is clear. And the fact remains that you signed a claim demanding compensation for an accident that never occurred. That is better known as fraud. Defrauding an insurance company, which, as you well know, is a penitentiary offense.
I know all that, Squire. All I wanted to do was tell you the whole story and see if you couldn't help me.
Remember, Lum, I'm the representative of the company you've tried to defraud. Undoubtedly, you don't expect me to be disloyal to dear old Mid-Southwestern Accident and Casualty Company, the very people who provided sustenance for the little wife and I low these many years, protection against the elements. The ones who provided this very roof over our humble heads. How much have you got in the bank, Lum?
Well, I got quite a bit saved up. Must be close to $300, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, yes. Now, just how did this accident occur, Lum? Just proceed with the details. Your story fascinates me.
Well, I weren't trying to beat nobody out of no money. Fact is, when I told Sister Simpson I had a broke leg, I never had no idea they'd tell it all over town. I was just trying to get out of taking her to a party.
Well, I see the whole thing a different light now, Lum. In other words, when you concocted this story about a broken leg, you had no malice aforethought.
Oh, I'm sure I never had none of that.
Lum, dear old friend, I'm sorry I doubted you for even one moment. I might have known you being a man of such high integrity, there would be no reason for you to make any claims that were unjust.
Well, good.
I'm sure you'll forgive me, Lum, but you can understand, of course, how my devotion to the principles of honesty and fair dealings have disturbed me there for a little while.
Oh, well, natural, Squire.
Yes, yes. Shake hands, Lum. Yes, you've restored my faith in my fellow man.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Squire. It's all settled then, huh?
As far as I'm concerned, it is.
Oh, that's good.
Now, it's up to us to figure out some way to satisfy Mid-Southwestern.
Oh.
Let me think here.
Well, do we have to tell them, Squire?
Oh, yes, yes, they'll have to be notified. Inasmuch as there was no attending physician in your case, why, more than likely the insurance company would send out a doctor of their own to examine your leg, Lum, and the whole thing would be exposed.
Oh, my goodness, I hadn't thought about that.
If your leg could be healed by some miracle, I believe... Wait a minute. Lum, I believe I found the answer.
Huh?
That's it. Lum, you're going to be healed by a miracle. A Hindu miracle man.
I am? Well, how can you tell that?
Well, I know right where I can get him. A gentleman I've known for years. Used to travel with a carnival I was barking, or connected with, managing, owned. Yes, sir, he's our man, Lum, if I can locate him. I believe I know where he is, too. In fact, I had a letter from him a few months ago.
Well, is he a sure enough miracle man?
Oh, yes, Lum. There's nothing fake about him. He's a square John. Enjoys a spotless reputation. But he's gifted with some strange and unknown power of healing. Of course, in this case, it doesn't matter much because your leg isn't really broken.
No.
Ordinarily, I don't believe he could be induced to touch a case of this kind because of his high code of ethics. However, because of our long and close friendship, I might persuade him to do it.
Well, good.
However, it might take a considerable outlay of money. His time is quite valuable.
Well, anything to keep me from going to the penitentiary. How much do you reckon he'd want, Squire?
Well, that's the trouble, Lum. His services come a little high. And his expenses down here from Kansas City will amount to something.
Oh, he lives in Kansas City, huh?
Oh, yes, yes. He's retired now. Not on the road anymore. Got a little cafe out the edge of town, I believe. Got that card right here in the desk, Summers. Let's see. I'll just call him up, Lum. Have him come down here as soon as possible.
Well, you never did say how much it would cost, though, Squire.
Well, I think because of our close friendship, I could talk him into coming down here for, I don't know, $300.
$300?
Well, ordinarily, Lum, no telling what he'd charge for a job like, or a case like this. Hindu prince, you know, can't be running around all over the country for nothing.
Well, no, but you see, my leg ain't actual broke. It ain't going to be hard for him.
Lum, he has to come all the way down here and take up his valuable time. You know that.
Is he a real prince?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. If he were in India today, he'd be a Maharaja. He's of the nobility, you know.
I granny, it'd be worth something to even meet a fella like that.
Oh, my, yeah.
Well, if that's the least he'll come for, it'll be worth it to get out of this.
Oh, yes, indeed, indeed. Just remember, Lum, now, you've got the penitentiary staring right in the face. What do you think,
Lum? Go ahead and call him, Squire. Our grannies, I'll pay it.
Well, that's the wisest decision you ever made, Lum. I'll put the call in right now. I can call that eating joint, or resting here. Take a chance on him being in. Quite a world traveler, you know. Just hope he ain't in Africa. Big game hunting, or hobnobbing with some of the royals in Europe.
No, I hope not. I do hope not.
Let's see, where's that card? My goodness, I just hope...
What's the matter, Squire?
Well, I just hope you hadn't gone to England for the coronation yet.
Coronation?
Oh, my, yes. The Queen wouldn't move a muscle without him being there. Honorary member of the Royal Court.
You mean he's an actual honorary member of the court?
Oh, Lum. He spent half his life in one court or another.
Well, I do know. Well, hurry and call him before he leaves.
Sir. Yes, yes, I just look at it. Here it is. The Bombay Tavern. All right, call him right now, Lum.
Good. Granny, Squire, I believe this is one of the best ideas me and you ever had.
Undoubtedly, Lum. Hello? Operator, I'd like to talk to the Bombay Tavern in Kansas City, Missouri, please. Yes, that's right. M.K. Skimp. All right, you call when you get my party.
If you get him, how do you aim for us to go about this so does everybody think he actually cured my broke leg, Squire?
Well, we'll work that out without any trouble, I think, Lum. Might have a big public demonstration of it, you know. Let the good people of the town witness the miracle.
Yeah, that's the time. Then they won't have to take my word for it. It'll be hard to believe unless they see it, you know.
Yes, well, now, Lum, I believe you better run along. I'll have to talk to the prince in the Hindu language, and you wouldn't understand it anyway. Tell you what, you get a good night's rest, and I'll let you know about it in the morning.
Yeah, all right, Squire. I just don't know how to thank you for what you did for me. I want you to know how much I appreciate it.
Oh, tut-tut, Lum. I'm only glad to do it. What are friends for if not to help one another?
Maybe someday I can do something nice for you, Squire.
Well, that's all right. Don't, wait a minute. That's my call. Well, good night, Lum. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, good night, Squire, and thanks again.
Not at all. Hello? Oh, all right. Hello? Is Louie there? Oh, hello, Louie. This is M.K. Skim. Squire. Oh, well, a deacon then. Yes, I'd almost forgotten I ever used that one. No, I'm in a legitimate racket, business now. Yes, I say, Louie, I got a job for you. Well, don't worry. Now, this isn't anything that'll affect your parole. Yeah, I'll explain it to you after you get here. Say, have you still got that old Hindu costume you used to use? Yes, you're going to be a prince again. Well, just wear the turban then, that's enough. Oh, I think I can get you $50 for it. All right, it's a deal.